to say the least, I enjoyed the game, enjoyed the win. I thought that could have been a couple of turning points in the game, but when they had back-to-back power plays, I was a little bit concerned there. I thought that the game had tremendous pace. I thought that we didn't play real well through the neutral zone in the first, with the puck and without the puck, didn't check great. We got through the period. I like the fact that we didn't get demoralized after giving up a goal with 39 seconds to go in the end of the second period. I thought that was good. We were very resilient there coming back into the third period and just playing. That's back-to-back third periods that we've played well. And quite frankly, I thought our guys played with a lot of will. We've asked our players to play with, to leave everything on the ice, and I think that they really have done a really good job of pouring everything they can into the game, and to me it's evident with the passion that they're playing with, and we're getting rewarded for that.
Let's talk about Philly's games a little more understated of late.
Yes.
To me, he pushed your team tonight in so many ways.
Yeah, well, Dustin, we had a conversation with Dustin the other day about his game and about driving the team and playing responsible, and, you know, I thought he was really good tonight. He was a plus three. It wasn't on the scoreboard, I don't believe. It was on the score sheet. But in a lot of ways, he plays like that, we win games. And to me, that's the real statement that he's sending his teammates. And I think it's evident that, you know, that type of game moving forward, we certainly benefit from it. And so, you know, he can be creative and stuff, but I like the fact that he plays the game that's in front of us. It's a 1-1 game, or it's a 1-0 game, or it's 2-1. He, you know, he didn't take a lot of risks tonight in the game. I thought he played really smart, and I thought he handled the game real well, played a lot of heavy minutes, was counted on, and I thought was real responsible.
Was Clinton as good as you thought he was going to be, or was he more?
You know what, I liked the way Grant played. I thought he had a really good first period. I thought his gap was a little bit, would like to see a little change there. But realistically, I thought he skated with the puck real well, in and out of trouble, moved the puck well, had a great scoring chance in the first period. Yeah, he was real good. You know, we'd like to see him keep that up. But, you know, he looked good. That's what I remember him to be when we had him in Columbus. And even when I had him in short periods of time, or we had him there in Columbus, in training camp, he had that kind of game. He's a reliable player, real well. Well, I mean, Little got three assists, and I thought, you know, sprung some guys loose, played real well. You know, this game was not a matchup game, not much of one, really, for either coach. It was played a little differently from that standpoint, but I thought that Little's line was strong, responsible, heavy. Heavy on pucks. We had a fair amount of good scoring chances, you know. Even in the first period, we had a fair amount of good scoring chances. But I thought our first line was really solid again, really playing well. But they weren't alone. I trusted pretty much all four lines, you know, and the defense were good. Pretty hard to pick somebody that you'd say, well, geez, he really looked out of place or had a really poor game. I thought our guys played really, really hard and together. It was really impressive to watch.
The biggest thing you see different in the third period, to me, it stands out. Like, we always talk about that hump or getting over.
Right.
And you seem to just, what's the difference in the approach? Have you seen it?
No, you know what? The third period for me is like we're able to focus just on the task. As simple as that sounds, that's what we focus on. Like, I thought we might be a little rattled giving up that goal late in the second, and I thought, okay, how's this going to go in the third? Just be aware of what you're feeling or watching, and to me it represents what the room thinks and how they're thinking and how they're being led, you know, and that to me that's what's really impressive for me is they're just moving forward with it, you know. So it's a 1-1 game, let's go ahead and play this thing. And we played pretty much the same, and there was really no bump there at all. What I liked the best is we played it was a fast game for us at ice level. It was a fast game. It was a really good game. I really enjoyed the game. It was a well-played game with a lot of will. Both teams played hard. You know, and when you look at that game there, you might think that, you know, we might have benefited from having that extra day's rest. They looked a little bit more tired in the third period, and the pace was heavy, and he used all four lines in 6Ds, but we looked like we were a little bit fresher, and that could have been that extra day of rest that we had. So, you know, you don't know how those things are going to work out, but that's the way it looked like for, at ice level. But plus, if you're up a couple of goals, you always seem to have energy. That's the other thing, too.
Is that how you were able to do what the last eight teams weren't
able to do, which is beat Miller?
Well, he's not an easy guy to beat. You know, we had, I don't know, we didn't do anything special against him. We just tried to get pucks to the net, do some different things a little bit. But, you know, you got to have a little bit of things go your way. I mean, Thorburn scored a nice goal on a toe drag that ended up coming back to him. And I mean, the play on Wheeler, you know, Wheeler's breakaway was another big goal. Ladd puts his in, you know, right on the ice, just inside the post. Pretty good goals. I mean, he played pretty well. You know, he stopped. He made some good saves in the game. But I thought both goalies were good. Pavlik had a lot of traffic and a lot of stuff at him, too. So I thought that, you know, Miller was no easy target. I thought he played a good game.
This is the end of your homestand now. Any game homestand, you guys still pretty well here. We're going out and playing on the road.
Well, we got to take this confidence level and the will that we play with at home and know that we're not going to get the support of the fans, you know, and then take that and we're going to have to provide our own energy and our own support system in the room. And that's really, but, you know, we've established that here over the course of this homestand. And, you know, right now you got to feel pretty good about where our team's at and how they're thinking about themselves and how they feel about themselves, you know. To me, you know, we'll see how we do on the road, but I think it's a challenge we're ready to take. You know, it took us a little while. We'll see. Let's see how we do. It's not going to be easy. Everybody's in a race and getting some. You know, you go into Vancouver, they got a pretty good team. So, but if we play with that same passion and energy and that same drive from within the room, you know, we know we don't have the fans to going to be backing us up, but we know they'll be supporting us from here. But we got that. We got a chance. We'll see how we do.
You know, you want to win every game, but how productive was this homestand?
Well, it was productive in a lot of ways. The homestand was productive for us in a lot of ways, mostly for to build self-esteem in our game and trust that we can play the low-scoring game and we can defend and all the things that, you know, we talk about. It's coming through. It's we're able to see this stuff. And what I like the most is that we're seeing a lot of A games from players. And these are the things that you coach for 67 games to try to get, or whatever number of games you try to build it for. You know, you'd like to get it early, but it's a process. And we're starting to see that process now. We just need to continue through this again, you know. So it's fun when you win. Winning's more fun than losing.
More?
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you. When I find out tomorrow's schedule, I will let you know as soon as I can. Thanks.